Bonjour, my dear ladies. Welcome to module 2 of Change Your Home, Change Your Life. Last week, we focused on connection between you and your home, your ideal vision, connection between your current reality and where you want to go, and connection between everything of that and your inspired actions. This week now, we are focusing on clarity. We are going to create clarity in your home and by doing that, clarity in your life. Lesson 1, clarity of your belongings. Now, from clarity, clear, it's one step to clearing out, and we are right in the topic of clutter. For most people, at one point or another in their life, clutter has been an issue, and not surprisingly so. I mean, wherever we go, wherever we look, we live in a world where we are asked to buy, and then buy some more. And the advertising industry is milking our insecurities relentlessly to get us buy even some more. And a huge part of all of this lands in our homes and becomes clutter and more clutter. So we are going to look today at what is clutter, why clutter is inelegant, and most importantly, of course, how do you clear clutter? What is clutter? The most common denominator, the most common definition everyone seems to agree upon is that clutter is everything you do not use or love, which is very simple and also very vague and leaves a lot of wriggling space when you start to clear out your clutter. So what we want to achieve in this module is to give you the tools for crystal clarity about that, about the quality of your things, which means that you will practice crystal clarity about what you want. In module 1, you became aware of what you truly want, what connects you to your ideal self and life and home, and this is your benchmark. The image I often use to make this concept clear is that of a flower bed. You can spend your whole life trying to rip off every single weed, to eradicate all the weeds there are, thinking that you have to do that first before you can even think to plant your flower. In real life, translated, that would be, I'm not ready yet. First, I need to lose 10 pounds or get a degree or change a job or change a town or a country or move houses or whatever. Actually, it's the other way around. You need to get clear on the flower you want to plant. Let's say it's a rose. I love roses, as everyone who follows me on Instagram is very well aware of. So you decide on your rose, and then you start to clear your flower bed. Just enough for the rose to thrive. So since you are clear about the kind of rose you want to plant, you are also clear, or at least a lot clearer, about what the rose needs to thrive. And then you take care of the weeds, not because you obsess about weeds, but because you care for your flower. And you learn, and you'll get better and better about knowing what makes your flower thrive, which weeds are really not much of an issue and which ones need a bit more attention. And with your flower in place, clearing out the weeds becomes much easier, more joyful, less emotionally grasping, so to speak. And also, the more you care and focus on your flower, the less the weeds will be inclined to hang in there, because you create an environment for your flower, not for the weeds, and the weeds will eventually get that. They won't like it, but they will get it. Now, I let you translate that example to your life, to your home, and right now for this lesson, to your clutter, if you have some. Would be interested to post your thoughts in the group and exchange on this analogy between a flower and your home and your life. Okay, this was an outlook into what is clutter. Now let's have a look at why is clutter inelegant. Clutter, in the Elegant Alchemy definition, is what stands in the way between you and your ideal life. What's an obstacle for you to live it, for your flower to bloom, so to speak. So allow me to remind you of the definition of elegance. It's beauty that shows unusual simplicity and effectiveness. Things that stand in the way of your ideal life are things that make your life complicated. Things that make you lose time and energy and joie de vivre. And since your ideal life is by definition a life filled with beauty, everything that is an obstacle to that, as in clutter, cannot be beautiful for you, even if it might be very beautiful for someone else. So, now we looked at what clutter is, why it is inelegant, and now we come to what you really want to know, that is how to clear clutter. I'm sure you've been aware that clutter clearing has had a bit of a moment these recent times. Google clutter clearing and you'll have about, 3.5 million results. Which is quite a lot of clutter in itself and makes me think that at times maybe the cure might be worse than the disease. So to simplify things, let me introduce you very briefly to two major schools or methods of clutter clearing. The one is the Fly Lady method and the other one is the KonMari method. So Fly Lady is a lady in the US and she developed a system where you establish routines for your home. Routines for your day, for your week, for your month, for the seasons. And if you follow those routines and there is a whole community and website and email reminders and what have you, then your home will slowly but surely get transformed. And you have established the routines and you're constantly reminded of them to keep it that way. It's a slow and steady wins the race approach. Just do what you're told and the results will inevitably come. I think this approach is great if you look for a community and if you want to be guided along without having to overthink. And you can find that at flylady.net. The other approach is the KonMari approach. Probably you have all heard about Marie Kondo, seen her show on Netflix or read her book. She's everywhere. She uses an approach from the other end. She works by categories, as in books, clothes, miscellaneous, whatever. And her approach is to do one category completely and then never look back and then do the next one. As in, you pull out all your clothes, everything you have, and you put them on one pile and sort through them. And she focuses more on what to keep rather than what to throw away. And what you keep is what sparks joy. Her approach is, you need to get it done once and for all, otherwise you'll never see the end of it. And you can find her at KonMari.com. Yeah, KonMari.com. If you want to learn more about one or the other approach, I suggest you Google them and I'll see you next year. Okay? There's so much stuff out there. Before you ask, I would not say that one method is better than the other one. I've tried both. I've worked with both. personally and with clients. They both work, they both have their merits and their shortcomings. I'd say it's more of a question of where you are right now and what you feel attracted to at that particular moment or situation in your life. What we are going to focus on here in Change Your Home, Change Your Life is to gain clarity about your belongings, which means first, you need to know what you have, because there is a huge muddle in the impact your things have on you if you don't even know what you have. Secondly, you need to be able to see their quality, what they do for you and what they do to you. And thirdly, you need to be able to decide whether to keep them or to let them go. Okay, ready? First, pause the video or audio, take a few minutes, make yourself a cup of something, and connect to your ideal life, what you saw there, what you felt there. Please do not skip that step, because if you do, the exercise we're going to do today might just be mechanical or just scratch the surface. So, you are going to continue to work on the room with the room you chose in module one. Depending on the size of that room and how many things are in there, you will choose either a smaller or a bigger area. Let's say one drawer or one shelf or a whole wall or cupboard, depends. As always, do not bite off more than you can chew. If you start with a task that takes 15 minutes, that's absolutely fine. The importance here is that you do this work connected to your vision as if you already were your future self. Because truly, you already are. Okay? Now, we are going to start with you giving clarity to see. To see your things in a new light. What I mean by that is, have you ever walked in a building in a corridor and there was another person coming towards you? And it took you about a second to realize that wasn't another person, that was your reflection in a mirror, which was at the end. But in that second, before you realized it was your own reflection, you saw that person without any experience, without any preconceptions. And you had a completely new vision of that person. See what I mean? And that is what we're going to try to emulate with the following. Now, this will surprise you. Climb on a chair or on a sofa or a ladder or something and look around you. Official disclaimer, be careful, I am not responsible for you doing any acrobatics and breaking an ankle or anything like that, okay? So, climb on something just to get a bit higher than usual and look around. Notice how things look differently, how things you don't even see any longer because you're so familiar with them suddenly look different, get another dimension. Then, the opposite, lie on the ground and look around. How do things look different? I mean, you might have surprises like, oh, I didn't know that thing was under the sofa. I've been looking for it, you know? But also really notice the different dimensionality, the different qualities that shine or come out or pop up when you just change your perspective. Another way to do is just shoot a couple of pictures of your room and then look at them on your screen. You might notice things you haven't noticed before. All these exercises are to make you aware of, or for you to help you to practice to look at your things with new eyes, a fresh perspective. So back to your drawer or your shelf or what you chose. Take everything out and move it to another place. That's really the KonMari method, and that is really helpful to give you a new fresh take on things. So you have chosen, let's take an example, you chose one shelf and there were books and papers and plants and a few collectibles. So you take your things one by one, look at them and remember, why did I bring this thing in my home and why am I keeping it? And then check, do you like your reasons? Do you like your reasons for bringing it into the home and do you like your reasons for keeping it? To make that concept about liking your reasons clearer, let me take a minute here. A question. Did you ever down half a bottle of wine or eat a pound of chocolate or flirt at a party with some guy you were not really interested in or bought something, anything really on the internet, not because you wanted to, but because you were upset or nervous or stressed or bored or angry? Remember when that happened? And now, did you ever have a wonderful moment with a bottle of wine? You thoroughly enjoyed every sip. Did you ever have this incredibly expensive but absolutely gorgeous piece of chocolate that really just exploded with flavor in your mouth? Did you ever have a great time at a party, flirting with a guy who made you laugh and you felt alive and young? Did you ever come across a picture of something on the internet and you just instantly knew, I have to have it. That is so right for me. See what I mean? In both cases, what you did was exactly the same, but why you did it comes from a completely different space, from a completely different motivation, and the effects on you, on your life, on your well-being are completely the opposite. It's really not enough what you do, it's why. So coming back to, even if the thing you have in your shelf, let's say, might be the best, most expensive, most tasteful or whatever thing in the world, but do you like your reasons for bringing it into your life and for keeping it? If that is a yes, fantastic. Put it on a yes pile. If it's a no, put it on we'll see later pile. So you have two piles, the yes pile and the we'll see later pile. Now what you do, you go to your yes pile. Again, you take one thing after another and you ask yourself, in my ideal home, in my ideal life, would I have this thing, this book, this plant, this collectible, this picture, this whatever? If the answer is a resounding yes, fantastic. Then you put that on the definite yes pile. So since you go through that pile, you have a definite yes pile. That one you can keep, you know, that's perfect. And then you have the rest, the whole, everything else. And everything else you are going to go through and ask yourself, is this thing helping me or making sense for me on my way towards my ideal life and home? Is this thing helping me or making sense for me on my way to my ideal home or my ideal life? And this is a moment of honesty and truth. There might be things you say, okay, it's not exactly what I will have at the end, but right now it's really useful, it's really helping me, it's really inspiring me, whatever. That goes to keep, to the keep pile. You keep that. Anything else doesn't really make sense. It can go. And of course, there will be things you will have trouble to let go, right? These things you put into a box. And you label a date. Ideally, something within this module or at the very least within this course. And on the date, you open the box again and you do this exercise again. You will find that some things you realize they really don't make sense for you, you can let them go much easier. And some you get an idea of how they will be useful for you. Maybe there were some things you couldn't let go, but you didn't know exactly why. And then you get an idea for it. The work on clutter always is in stages. It's always, as I say, like an onion. You need to peel it layer by layer. So don't worry if you have to make this exercise several times. Okay? Right. This is your exercise for today. Please, if you want, post a before and after picture in the group. Share with us what you chose to work on and why you chose it. And I'll see you in lesson 2. Au revoir.